At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. A rally is scheduled later this morning for Jordan Edwards. He's the teenager shot and killed by a police officer in Balch Springs last weekend. Next Generation Action Network plans to host the rally at 11 outside the Frank Crowley Courthouse in Dallas. It follows a funeral for Edwards held Saturday. The unarmed teenager and his friends were leaving a house party when former officer Roy Oliver fired at their vehicle. Edwards was a passenger. His family has filed a federal lawsuit against Oliver and the Balch Springs Police Department. Oliver was fired last week and later arrested on a murder charge. He's since been released on $300,000 bond. The Dallas County Sheriff's Department and the DA's office are investigating the case. Several municipal races across North Texas will head to a runoff next month, but one race is still uncertain. Christina Martinez reports.
Concerns over alleged voter fraud in West Dallas means there's a delay in tabulating the results in the District 6 City Council race. After several voters complained that their signatures were forged on mail-in ballot applications, hundreds of ballots have been held so they could be verified. Incumbent Monica Alonso is currently in the lead with about 38% of the vote. Omar Narvaez is in second with 27%, and Alex Dickey is a very close third. The top two candidates will likely head to a runoff June 10th. Right now, it's unclear which two it'll be. Christina Martinez, KERA News.
Elsewhere, Arlington voters approved bond money for a senior center and a civil service system for firefighters. It curtails the fire chief's power over personnel decisions. Voters in Collin County approved a $600 million bond package to improve campuses and build new facilities for Collin College. There's a roundup of election results at keranews.org. Now to another potentially dangerous trend on social media, this one called the Eraser Challenge. You vigorously rub an eraser on your skin while reciting a certain phrase or the alphabet. The results can be disfiguring or worse. In today's Vital Signs, I talked about the Eraser Challenge with Dr. Barbara Durso, a pediatrician with Parkland Hospital System.
The people who do these kind of things, it's a way of demonstrating either their mental or physical toughness to other people. This phenomenon of doing something goofy or or self-injurious isn't really new when you think about stuffing bodies into a telephone booth back in the 50s or how many raw goldfish could you eat? Challenges like this have been around for a long time. This is just one of the newer ones.
In this particular case, how dangerous is this?
Potentially, it can be pretty harmful because you are inflicting an injury on your skin and you can introduce bacteria into your skin and lead to an infection.
Is that due to the wound created by the challenge or does it have anything to do with the material of the eraser itself?
Both. The material of the eraser is porous and can contain bacteria. Plus, when you think about people and pencils, they stick pencils in their mouth, they play with them, so they have lots of bacteria on them. And then now you're breaking in the skin and introducing bacteria into a place where it doesn't belong.
Maybe a Band-Aid over it if necessary, or can it be far worse?
I think for most people, the biggest problem is it leaves a scar, and that's a pretty common injury. Infections are less common, but very serious when they happen.
You know, depending on where you take or perform the challenge, this could go a long time with no one seeing it. So what should parents look for or keep an eye out for?
Usually it's going to be on the forearm, because when you think about how this is done, somebody's going to take their writing hand and they're going to rub back and forth on their forearm. So the underside of the forearm or the top of the forearm or the back of the hand. And you'll see a linear, rectangular-shaped wound. I actually had a patient come in about a year and a half ago whose mom brought her in for what she thought was a rash, but it was actually this girl doing the eraser challenge. And in that particular patient's case, it had started off as doing it in front of her friends to becoming a form of self-injury, similar to the patients who do self-cutting. That was another complication that I don't think gets talked about very much, that this can also be a form of self-injury.
How do you determine, maybe other than a child telling you an eraser was involved, that an eraser was actually involved?
The appearance of the injury is not anything that would look like a natural rash. You know, most are blotchy and irregular shaped, and the edges aren't very sharp. This one has very clear edges. It's a very geometric shape, so it doesn't look natural.
What concerns you most about this?
This kind of behavior could lead to self-injury, but also that it can lead to even more dangerous stunts. So a variation of the eraser challenge is not only do you rub your skin till it's broken, basically, then you take hand sanitizer and rub it on there to see if you can tolerate the pain. These things can escalate. There's some other things on the internet that are equally crazy sounding, but even more potentially dangerous, and kids don't understand that. I think as parents, most of us hear about this and think, ugh, who would do that? Kids will do all kinds of things because they don't think about long-term consequences. Their brain is just not developed to think that way.
If a parent sees such a wound, should they try to treat that wound themselves?
Most of the time, if there's no blistering or drainage from the wound, if the skin's just red, you can keep it clean with soap and water, keep it covered. But if you see drainage from the wound, if the skin looks open, if it looks like there's redness spreading away from the wound, then you definitely need to see the doctor about that.
Dr. Durso, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Barbara Durso is a pediatrician with Parkland Hospital System. And the forecast, a high around 85 today, sunny skies as well, overnight low 64, at 67 in Dallas, 66 in Fort Worth.